Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
The 70th Emmy nominations are in, and this year's nominations continue to represent increased diversity and inclusion in front of the camera especially, and even some behind the camera. But you know what? Many of the new and returning programs also reflect so many of today's critical issues. Now, Game of Thrones had the most nominations, are we surprised? 22 in all by categories, followed by Saturday Night Live with 21. And Westworld came in with 21 nominations, leading the nominations in total by platform are Netflix with 112, HBO with 108, and NBC with 78. Now, among this year's 8 outstanding comedy series nominees, there are 3 first-timers representing an exceptional range of storytelling. Freshman shows Barry, Glow, and The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel join returning hits like Atlanta, Blackish, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Silicon Valley, and Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Nominees for the lead actress in a comedy series include first-time Emmy nominee Issa Rae and category freshman Rachel Brosnahan. Bill Hader is new to the lead actor in a comedy series category this year, as well as Jeffrey Wright being new to the category in lead actor in a drama series. The 70th Emmy Awards will telecast live from the Microsoft Theater in LA on Monday this year, September 17th. Yes, we will be there in our full regalia on the red carpet and backstage, joining Saturday Night Live's hosts for the evening, Colin Jost and Michael Che. You know they're going to turn it up. And for a complete listing of all the nominations, go to AURN.com. Now, everybody's favorite guy, award-winning actor George Clooney, had to be taken to the hospital in Italy after a motorcycle accident. The actor was on his way to the set of the miniseries he's been directing when his motorbike was struck by a car near Costa Corallina in Sardinia. George is actually in Italy filming an adaptation of Joseph Heller's satirical World War II novel, Catch-22. George is directing, producing, and starring. And you know, he's been released from the hospital. They said they treated him for minor injuries. And the guy who actually hit him stopped and called for an ambulance. Well, I hear George basically has an entire hospital staff monitoring him for the next 20 days at the villa where they were renting, just to make sure that there's nothing going wrong. I've got to say, the video of George flying in the air and hitting the ground so hard is tough to watch. But I know him all and staff are taking very good care of him. Get well soon, buddy. And who was the real Whitney Houston? And what was it that haunted her so very deeply? Well, in the 6 years since the superstar's untimely death at the Beverly Hilton Hotel on February 11th, 2012, you know, questions swirl about how the beloved once-in-a-generation singer with a heavenly voice found herself so entrenched in addiction that killed her. The new documentary, Whitney, directed by Oscar winner Kevin McDonald, set out to answer these questions. Now, they interviewed over 60 of Whitney's closest friends and family members, but the final theory the film presents is that as a child, Whitney and her older brother Gary were both molested by their cousin, Dee Dee Warwick, who is also the sister of Dionne Warwick and the cousin of their mother, Sissy. The trauma that tortured her throughout adulthood, I don't know, my podcast with Pat Houston, who produces this movie, addresses the same issue. We talked about that, and now it's a big story everywhere. So I suggest you go to AURN.com and check out my podcast with Pat Houston, and you will certainly form some of your own opinions, I am so sure. Plus, the movie is great. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN online.